Y'all okay? Yeah. Isaiah chapter 9. How many of y'all ever lived in turmoil? How many of y'all ever went to bed worrying about something? Whoa! How many of you know you felt, you woke up feeling just wonderful, didn't you? No, you woke up in turmoil. You woke up and your heart flip-flopping. You know what I'm talking about? If you ever went to bed mad, what's the Bible say? Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Why? Because he loves you. What happens when you go to bed mad? You wake up madder. Is that true? You're just seething and ready to... Now see, Donna and I, we rarely, I'd say we've never fought, like, rah, 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 rah. It's never been like that, but there's been times, you know, and it's not many, but I know I'm one that I don't like leaving things unsettled. I don't know, some people's like, well, let's just forget about it and not talk about it. And I'm like, no, we're not going to bed till we get this settled, because I'm not going to sit here and let you snore and me rolling all night. That's not going to happen. Both of us are going to be unsettled. But I always like to work things out. And you know what? Always there's truth and there's wisdom in that. Well, I wasn't going to talk about anger. But Isaiah 9, verse 6, y'all got that? Yay! I like that, a little response. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, capital H, and his name will be called, say it with me, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And I looked up Prince of Peace, or looked up peace, and y'all know what the word for peace is in Hebrew? Shalom. Shalom. In fact, one of God's attributes, names, is Jehovah Shalom. God my, the Lord my peace. Jehovah Rapha is what? The Lord is my healer. Jehovah Sidkenu is what? The Lord my righteousness. Jehovah Shammah. I don't remember them all. Man, that's bad. But he is everything, 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 everything that you would ever need, right? So Prince of Peace, and I looked up Shalom. It's completeness, it's soundness of welfare, safety, health, prosperity, tranquility, quietness, and contentment. That says a lot, don't it? What's contentment? I know Paul said, no matter what circumstance I am in, I have learned to be content. No matter what circumstance I'm in, I've learned to be. And you notice it says learn. Yeah. It's not like when you get saved, it just jumps on you. Yes, you do get a measure of peace, but it will fade away, won't it? Have you noticed when you first got saved, you had a whole lot of things come on you. A lot of things changed, but if you allowed them to, they will fade away, won't they? If you don't strengthen them, not that God has faded away, not that God has walked away from you, not that God has become weak, but what I want to speak to you today, if you will listen, the Bible says don't be a hearer of the Lord only, hearer of the word only, but be a doer of the word. So I'm telling you today, if you'll do what I tell you to do, you will get what I'm telling you you'll get. Now, if you just listen, you might as well go to the house right now, because you're not going to get nothing out of it. Yes, the word of God does things, but unless you put it into action, you got to. And that's work sometimes, isn't it? Oh, we're not saved by works. I didn't say nothing about saved, brother. I didn't say nothing about saved. Did I? sanctified, set apart, washed, cleansed, raw, walking in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What's some of the lusts of the flesh? How many Christians deal with? We don't deal with the ones the world deals with sometimes. Like what?
Anger, wrath, malice.
What else? Drunkenness, jealousy,
rivalries,
what? Help me. Little things we deal with. What's that? Contentions, strife. Things we deal with. Selfishness.
Covetousness.
Pride. Gluttony. I know that. Yeah. I don't watch much TV ministry because I don't have cable, and so most of it's on TV, but there's one fellow I'm not even going to say what he's a pastor or evangelist or what, but he had this series going on about fasting, and I'm like, really? Really? Because people can tell when you like to eat. So, these things, go to John 14. The wind blows where it will, don't it? You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going to. Verse 25. I'm just filling in some gaps there, okay? We talked about the wind of God at some Friday, and we talked about the river of God coming forth out of us. The Bible says those who believe, what? Believe on the Scripture, what? Well, that's true. But he that believes on the Word of God, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Right? You're right, they will cleanse the leper. But that's part of the river, right? That's part of what happened to Nina. That was the river of God. Maybe just a trickle, Nina, but that's all it takes, is just a trickle. I don't feel like I've got a raging river that they can ride wild rafts down yet, but you know, there's enough there to do what? How much does it take? It takes a mustard seed to do what? Move a mountain, praise God. If you say to this mountain and don't doubt, say to it to be picked up and thrown into the ocean, if you don't doubt, it'll be done. See, I don't think God allows us to believe mountains are going to be thrown in the ocean, because we go down to eastern Kentucky or Tennessee and we just start tossing mountains in the ocean, and we need mountains, don't we? So that's not too biblical, is it? Let me not get off Jesus. Verse 25, these things, this is who's speaking? Jesus. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, who's the Helper? The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. You notice he said he? He's a person. He's a person. And lots of times I think we think the Holy Spirit's an it or a force. He's not. He's a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. He deserves as much respect as Jesus or the Father. And sometimes we don't respect the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit is easily grieved. The Holy Spirit is easily run away, so we must respect the Holy Spirit. And I know the Holy Spirit will always point to Jesus, so I'm not, don't confuse what I'm saying. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in what? In my name. Whose name? Jesus' name. The Father will send the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. He will teach you what? All things. Say it. All things. And bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. And then it says, peace. Peace. Peace, and I looked this up in the Greek, okay? It says about the same thing, but I'm going to tell you it says tranquility. You like that word? I like that word. It sounds peaceful, tranquility. Let's say that out loud. One, two, three. Tranquility. I like that. It says tranquility, exemption from rage and havoc. Harmony. Say harmony. Harmony. They've even got a website, don't they? E-harmony. Right? It means if you go to E-harmony, you're going to get the right relationship. E-harmony. Write that down. It's in the Bible. E-harmony. I'm not against it, okay? Me and Dada met through E-union meeting. E-bar time. That's how we met. We was both lost, and we were both equally yoked. Not a good place to meet, by the way, but it worked out for us, praise God. Peace, security, safety, and it's got one word here. It says felicity, which I don't even know what that is. Y'all might have to help me with that. Because peace and harmony make and keep things safe and prosperous, the Messiah's peace. So that's a lot to talk about peace. Real quick, peace. What's peace mean? To give me a word for peace, y'all, that speaks to you. Peace.
No worries.
No what?
No worries.
No worries. I like that.
Harmonious.
Quiet. When you feel peace, what do you feel? What's that? Content.
Joy.
Y'all listening to these? Come on. Peace. Trouble-free. No stress. Powerful. Come on, come on, come on. You got one?
Love.
Do y'all agree with these? Do you want peace? Do you want peace? And love, you're right. Love and peace go together. Peace and love, right? Of course, it was turmoil and lust in the 60s. It had nothing to do with peace and love. It was turmoil and lust. So you would say you want peace. If I told you how you can have peace, would you try to attain it? Would you do what the Lord says to do to get it and keep it? Because you can get it, and it can fly away like a bird, can't it? Quickly. Peace I leave with you. Jesus says, I leave you peace. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give it to you. And then he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're going to make a proclamation right now of a verse y'all know well. That means you got to stand up to make a proclamation. What's proclamation mean? It's I'm going to proclaim something. If you can't stand up, it's not a problem. It's Philippians 4:13. Who's got that one memorized? A lot of y'all, right? It is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Y'all believe that?
Yes.
Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say it with a little passion. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What's all mean? What's the Greek meaning of all? Everything. All. Yes. Okay, y'all can be seated. Then we know. Oh, wait, by the way, do you want that kind of strength? Do you want to be able to do all things? How many of y'all always do all things? How many of y'all attempt all things? Hey, praise God. You know, that's a good start. If you don't try, you will never get success, will you? Who was it Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times at the light bulb? 1,000 times. And they said, aren't you discouraged? He said, oh, no, I'm not discouraged. I found 1,000 ways that it won't work. Now you think about that. That wasn't a man of God. That was a man of the world, and he did some incredible stuff. Of course, I know the younger generation's being brought up saying Tesla, he was the man. He was the man. Well, he was. But, you know, they didn't listen to him. But now they're building a car called a Tesla, right? Philippians, go to 4 verse 1. Let's back this statement up. Because he told us to do a whole lot of things before he got to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Y'all got it? Verse 1, 4, 1. Bless you. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Starts off with a big word, therefore. Therefore. What does that mean?
It's already done. Therefore.
Well, it means all the stuff that I've just been telling you for the last three chapters, this is the conclusion. This is where I'm going with that. Okay? And that's right too, brother. Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and my crown, stand fast in the Lord, beloved, be united, joyful, and in prayer. Who's the beloved? Yeah, the people he had led to the Lord, his people he pastored, the people he loved. That was his family, right? Just like we're family, right, aren't we? We should be. We should. We probably should do more things together and be more like family. We probably should. Yeah, I agree. But if you ever notice, when times get harder is when the family presses in more, right? That's true. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and my crown. Listen to these words he's speaking to the people in his body. My joy and my crown. Why would we be his crown? Because we're going to get crowns and we're going to get jewels in our crowns because we brought people to Jesus and we have led people into a closer walk with Jesus, right? Stand fast in the Lord, beloved. Stand fast. What's stand fast mean? Stand firm in the Lord. I implore Euodia and I implore Synthche. What, how you said? Said that word. I implore, yeah. To be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose name are what? Written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord sometimes. Rejoice in the Lord when everything's going your way. Rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
Always. What's the Greek word, meaning of that word? All the time. All the time. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious. And I looked this up. It means to be troubled with cares, to care for, to look out for things. You know, it's good to be responsible. He wasn't telling you not to be responsible, but he was telling you don't worry, don't let cares and burdens. But in everything, by prayer. And that means worship, and I looked these up because there's three different things he said here. Prayer, worship, a place set apart or suited for the offering of prayer. In other words, corporate prayer, when you come together corporately and pray, in a synagogue, in a temple, in a sanctuary, when you come together and pray, it's important to come together and pray. Is that true? So, it says, let everything, don't worry about things, but let everything by prayer and supplication, which means it means in a private place, it means a seeking after, entreaty with God. It's asking for God to meet your needs. It's asking for God to meet that situation. It's like intercessory prayer. Sometimes it's weeping and crying. Sometimes it's sounds that you can't even utter. It's sometimes it's tongues, however God decides to do it. But it's out of your gut. It's like, I can't fix this, God. God, this is beyond me. So corporate prayer and prayer supplication with thanksgiving. What's thanksgiving? It's an act of worship. It's being thankful to God for what He has done for you. What gets us in turmoil the most? It's thanking the things that God has not done for us. When you bellyache and complain to the Lord, that's what you're doing. He's given you salvation. He's given you eternal life. And you go, that wasn't enough, God. If you come to Passover, there's a part in that service, and it's called Day New. It means it would have been enough. And it goes through this long prayer, which some people think is boring and useless. But it says, if God had created the earth, if that's all He ever did, that would have been enough. If God had only given the Ten Commandments, that would have been enough. And He goes through all these. Of course, as believers, we go through, if God had only given Yeshua, that would have been enough. If God had only forgiven all my sins and cast them into a sea of forgiveness, that would have been enough. But no, we're spoiled. Somebody said spoiled earlier. Spoiled. Say spoiled. What's spoiled mean? Spoiled. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm going to spoil my child. It's like, you think that's good? Rotten, maggots, nasty smelling stuff. You think that's good? Spoiled. I know what you mean, okay? But we don't want to be spoiled, because spoiled children are a pain in the butt. Is that true? Now, come on. Is that true? How many of y'all were one? Oh, come on. Just two of us. Three, four. Spoiled. Say, spoiled is not good. It's not good. It's good for nothing. So thanksgiving is important, isn't it? So what's thanksgiving? Well, you cook a turkey all day, and you got some ham, and you eat some sweet potato pie, and da-da-da. Well, that's a feast, and hopefully we are thankful for family when that time comes, but most of the time, really not. It's just a day to be off work. It's just a day to watch football games or something, and a thankful heart. It's something you got to cultivate. You know, you really do. You've got to. If you're thankful, your mouth will be thankful. It's true. Your mouth will be thankful, though, won't it? Lord bless y'all. This is going to be the greatest generation of revival that's ever walked on this planet. But you're going to go through more turmoil. You're going to go through more tests and trials than any generation that has ever walked with Jesus. Praise the Lord, yes, but yeah, rejoice. And I don't mean, you know, I'm not telling you that to bring you down. It's just when you gotta, and I'm not against technology. Da, 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 da. Always and forever. I'm not against technology. But you know what? This thing, you got it, Napoleon. This thing, see, too much technology. This thing, I would say, draws you away from listening to the voice of God more than anything on this planet. This thing or this thing draws you away, and you go, there's nothing wrong with it. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He will make your path straight. When you got to turn this on and go to your little weather app before you make a decision to do anything, I'm not going to do that because it might rain. I'm not going to do that because there might be a tornado. Speak to the storm, it says. How are you going to do that if you always avoid the storm? You're saying, he's an idiot. He's saying, no, no, no. No, I'm not an idiot. I'm telling you there's something bigger than the bad report.
Amen.
And when you get on, listen. I love Facebook. I love it because I can advertise events. I can say we're going to have a first fruit celebration. But other than that, most of it will drag you into sin.
Amen.
And I'm not talking sexual sin, or it could. I'm talking complaining spirits.
Yes.
And complaining spirits draw more complaining spirits. Oh, it's been a horrible day. I just hate these people. Oh, don't you hate that? Yes, I hate that. Yes, I hate that. And it's just like, ugh, it starts feeling like so much sewage. And all this stuff's going into your heart. And all this stuff's going into your mind. Don't let it capture you. Oh, come on, Pastor. We live in the 21st century. That's just the way it is. Disconnect. Every now and then, just disconnect. Just disconnect someday. Just forget your phone and disconnect. And know that God will take care of your family. And know that God will watch after things. Lord, take care of them. I'm sorry, son. Take your cell phone in case something goes wrong, boy. Jesus, you got your cell phone? No, Lord, I don't. I'm going back to camp to get it. Moses, you got your cell phone? No, Lord. Then how are you going to know when to part the Red Sea? Well, I don't know. I better go get my cell phone. No. I'm not against the cell phone, okay? But when it steals my peace,
listen.
And I'm not against, you know what I'm saying. I don't have to explain myself. If I do, it's like when... Listen, W-H-E-N, what's that mean? What's it mean, though? It means that there's a set time, Kairos time, right? When? Justin, Jamie, and you're blessed because your work says no, 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 no. No texting, no phone calls, it's turned off or you're fired. Is that correct? How about that? They recognize what it does to productivity and thought. Is that true? You think UPS does it because they want to be mean? No, maybe. But they recognize that it's distraction. It's a lot of companies need to do that. Really, really. But the point is I'm saying when you go to the secret place of the Most High, please, don't even have it with you. When you go to prayer, don't have something there that's it's just like pulling you, right? I need to check. I need. I'm just telling you, please don't let this. It's stolen. There's so many people walking around with no peace, zero peace right now, and it's because they're always consumed. Their minds are going like this all the time. You never slow down. Your mind never gets to rest. It's important to rest, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you don't, it'll ruin your health. It'll disturb your soul. So, yeah, somebody said moderation. Please, use some wisdom. Use some wisdom. I don't know why I got off on that. I guess it was important. Well, with thanksgiving, that's where we were, right? Let your requests be made known to God. So we pray, we make supplication, we thank Him for what He's done, we thank Him for what He's going to do, we're thanking Him for what He's not done. Because just like you, brother, your brother could have went, dude, what are you doing? Let me get put in prison, right? But now he has a thankful heart, and God's getting ready to spring him out. which can't be done by man, all the king's horses. So prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And if you do that, the peace of God which surpasses what? All understanding. It's supernatural. Supernatural. And some people hear that word and think, well, it's a cult. No, supernatural means above. Above natural. That's how God operates. He operates above the natural. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard. And that means protect, like a military guard, to prevent hostile invasion, to keep the inhabitants of a besieged city from flight, to protect by guarding, to keep by watching and guarding, to preserve one for the attainment of something. So it will guard your hearts and your mind. It will guard your hearts and your mind if you'll do these things. And what's a guard do? He protects you, right? He watches over you, even when you're asleep, right? Even when somebody could bust into your house and take you out, you got something guarding over you. You don't have to worry anymore before you go to bed at night. How many of y'all know that? You don't. And that's why so many people don't have good sleep. So many people have what they call insomnia because the cares of the world and their mind's just buzzing because they haven't given it over to God. And I've done that. We've all been there. We've all had families sick. We've all had situations where we're just, you know what I've found is the best thing to do when that happens? No matter how sleepy you are, no matter how tired you are, get up. Get up and pray. You pray and read the word. People say, you know, it's the enemy making me sleepy. No, I don't believe at all. I believe it's that word of God, that soothing, that presence of God that allows you to go to sleep because he's taken your cares. And Jesus said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. So what do y'all learn so far? Peace. Shalom. How do you get it so far, what we've talked about? What was that, huh? Give thanks always. What's that? Disconnect. Pray. Don't go to bed angry. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. Now go to verse 8. We're just about closing. Praise God. Man, it was windy yesterday, wasn't it? How many of y'all was outside yesterday? I know y'all was rocking and rolling, weren't you? Blew the porta pot over twice. Yep, that could be a real problem, depending on what angle it falls at. Finally, brethren, whatever things are, I want y'all to get this in your spirit. Whatever things are what? True. True. What is the only real truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Whatever things are noble. Y'all know what that means, don't you? Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just. Whatever things are what? Pure. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue, what's virtue? You ever read about the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, what a virtuous woman is? If there is anything praiseworthy, what's that mean? Worthy of Praise. Meditate on these things. And he said, if you will do that, the things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. And in verse 12 it says, I know, or I have learned, how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I've learned to do these things. I've learned to be content no matter what circumstance I'm in. No doubt your brother is content right now in a jail cell. And I know that sounds, I know, but to the world that sounds like insanity. Really, if you think about it. I know the first, I think the first time we ever probably went out to prison, we went out to KCPC at right by Luther Luckett, and I mean it's pretty formidable. Did you get to go out? You went out there with Rod. How many went out there with Rod? He took us out there in a motorhome, I think. But we went in there, and as we just went out there to sing Christmas carols. That's all we did. We went from block to block to block singing Christmas carols. And we weren't preaching, or we weren't allowed to pray for anybody. But I was looking out that one. This particular night, it was snowing. And I looked, I could see out the window as we were singing, and all you could see is this bright lights outside. It was nighttime. It was bright lights outside. And there was chain link fence and this razor wire, just two or three rows of it. If you've ever been, very intimidating looking, you know. It's not like, anyway, the Lord showed me, he said, there's people in this place that are freer than people outside those gates. There's people that are totally free behind this wire. And it's like, that's hard to wrap your head around. But there's people all around us that are in prison. They're in bondage to fear. They're in prison and bondage to sin. The world has captivated and chained them up. And it's no different, really. So, and I'm not making light of anybody that's incarcerated because I never even spent a whole night in jail. I have graced the bars, but man, I don't know what that's like. You know, I think I'd be calling out to God real hard though. And anyway, so we started out with the verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens, who makes me endued with strength to be bold. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. So if we do these things we talked about, we will have victory. We will have peace. So let's stand up. It's hot in here, man. How many of y'all for real want more peace in your life? There's more. There's always more. You know, it might be your family dragging you down. It might be worry and fear dragging you down. It might be your past dragging you down. But if you will, we're going to proclaim this scripture, and if you will to do that, raise your hand, because there's no point in you doing it if you don't will to do it, because I want peace. Yes. I want to walk in peace. When the storm comes, I don't want to freak out. Amen? And I'm not talking a physical storm, too. I don't want to freak out. I don't want to be afraid of things. I don't want to be afraid my family's going to do this, my family's not going to do that. What about my kids? What about da-da-da-da-da-da? I don't want to do that. I want to walk in peace. And it's possible. Yes, it is. It's possible. And it's God's will. That's the most important thing. It is God's will for you. So let's just say this. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I want peace.
I want peace.
I want the peace that passes all understanding.
I want peace that passes all understanding.
And you are the Prince of Peace.
You are the Prince of Peace.
And you have peace.
And you have peace.
You are peace. So, God, I'm coming to you. I'm in need. I'm in need, Lord. We live in a messed up world. We live in a world of technology. But I know, Jesus, that you can give me peace in the midst of the storm. And when I get that peace, I can speak to the storm. I won't run from the storm. I'll run to the storm. And my peace will destroy turmoil. In Jesus' name. Let's say this.
Lord Jesus,
I choose to meditate on everything that's true. The bad report and the lie, I won't meditate on it. I'll pray about it. I'll intercede about it. But I won't meditate on it. In Jesus' name. I choose, Lord, to meditate on things that are noble, things that are just. Lord, we want justice, and it can only come through your hand, Jesus. Lord Jesus, I choose to meditate on things that are pure. And Jesus, when those demons of filth and dirt come to invade my mind, you will give me the strength. You will give me the strength to turn off that TV, to turn off that computer, to get off that phone.
I will not have my peace
invaded by filth. I curse the spirit behind pornography right now. I curse that in Jesus' name. It comes to destroy the man of God. It comes to destroy the woman of God. I curse you, you witchcraft Jezebel spirit, in the name of Jesus. You go from my brothers and sisters. You go from my brothers and sisters. Come on. Come on. It's captivated a lot of men of God and women of God. No more will I bow to that thing. No more. And the thing is, if you've ever been involved in it, and I have, you know what? You know what happens right after you get your little fulfillment? Guilt. Who brings guilt? The enemy brings guilt. Right? Sin brings guilt. And you got to ask yourself this question. Sin for a season, is it worth? Is it worth? Listen, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not even talking about heaven and hell. Is it worth your peace?
No.
Is it worth your destiny?
No.
No, it's not. And that may not be the thing that invades your peace, okay? But it is some of you, or he would have never brought it up. God wants to wipe that thing out in the name of Jesus. Who? Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, God. We commit to you, Lord. We commit our time to you. We commit our soul to you. We commit our life to you, Jesus. We commit. Say, I commit. I commit my eyes to you. My eyes will only see things that are pure and lovely. My mouth will only speak things that are pure and lovely and of good report. I'll only allow my ears to hear things that are good and pure and of good report. Who? Whatever things, Lord Jesus, I commit my eyes and my body and my spirit to only go after things that are lovely. Lord, I only go after things that are of good report. I won't listen to the bad report. And when I hear it, I give it to you, Jesus. I will give it to you, Jesus. I will pray it into goodness. I will pray it out of the evil realm. I will pray it into goodness, God. I will pray till it breaks. I will pray till it flees in Jesus' name. No more will you captivate me, devil. Say this, I will only think of virtuous things. I will only speak of things that are praiseworthy. 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 What's that mean? Means worthy of praise. Think about it before you look at it, before you speak of it. Is that worthy of God's praise? Is that show on TV that promotes every ungodly thing that you stand against, is it worth you getting a laugh out of it? Is it worth you watching the news that perverts every report, and the only report that gets anything is a bad report? And it's against God. It's Antichrist spirit to control the airwaves. I'm telling you, it's an Antichrist spirit that runs the news media. Even Fox. It's just a little bit, not quite as... No, don't be... I'm not saying don't know what's going on in the world. I'm just saying don't be controlled. Don't let your mind be controlled.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
Lord. All right, I'm shutting up. Here, one more thing. The things which I have learned and received and heard by reading the Word of God, these do. I will do these. And the God of peace will be with me. And the God of peace will be with me. And the God of peace will be with me. And the God of peace will be with me. And the God of peace will be with me. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You got to squash that devil under the rock. Ho! Oh. It's war, man. You got to declare war on that devil. Your mind, man, your mind is where it all starts, man. Your mind is where it all starts. I want to rebuke one more thing. I want to rebuke that report that says teenagers have to rebel. I break that in the name of Jesus. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. And when you release them into that and go, oh, well, they're just rebelling because they're teen. No, they're rebelling because it's witchcraft. No. It's not acceptable. Yeah, but Mark, you rebelled real bad. Yeah, I really did. I paid for it too. Mom and Dad paid for it too. And they did raise me in the way I should go too. So parents, when the kids rebel, don't say, oh, well, if I'd only done that. See, that's the devil. That's the accuser. Oh, if I'd only done this and only done that. Then no, they made their choice. If you raise them up in the way they should go, if they didn't go that way, something's going to hook them and bring them back. Oh, it's going to feel so good when they come back. Lord, bless God. Y'all just hold your hands up like this. I receive. God, I thank you. I bless my brothers and sisters. I bless them with anointing from heaven. I bless them with all the good things of God. I bless parents right now, God, to have wisdom. I bless them right now to have faith. I bless them right now to walk in truth, God. And Lord Jesus, God, I thank you, God, under the blood, all the time we weren't walking with you. God, I thank you, it's all under the blood. I thank you, our children are under the blood. I thank you, our finances are under the blood, God. I thank you, we won't have to seek after and stress over finances, God. I thank you that you pour out from heaven. You open the windows of heaven, you pour out, and you provide houses. You provide places to live, God. You provide fertile fields, God. You provide, God, God, provide us. God, give me a thankful heart. Say it, I give me a thankful heart. Oh, Lord, I walk in a thankful heart, Jesus. Bless them going out and bless them coming in and bless them with fruitfulness, God. Bless them with favor. Favor everywhere they go, God, in Jesus' name. And God, bless these seats to be filled with the lost. Bless this place to be filled with the indifferent, God. Bless these seats to be used for what they were called to be used for, in Jesus' name. And forgive us, God, when people say there's things more exciting than church. Forgive us. We must have blew it somewhere. See, she's mad. Avery, we love you. Avery, get thankful. Oh, I'm having fun. I love her.